are you guys still based in Peckham?
Like 5 minutes down the road. We're in East Dulwich at the moment. It's very, very close there. Yeah.
Yeah,
nice. Just off Peckham Road Park.
How long have you guys been based in the UK for?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, over 10 years now, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of flown by, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's mad to think it's been 10 years, right?
Yeah, I guess it just makes sense for the style of music that you guys play and just having access to a bunch of scenes that are into it, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the drive and the reason that we left, you know, Auckland, because we thought, you know, there was just like a land of opportunity out in Europe and stuff. And slowly but surely we made it happen. And kind of since probably 2015, it's been like a full-time job. And yeah, it seems like this, it's still very fruitful. There's still so
lots
many
to achieve, yeah.
Yeah, so much more to achieve.
Excellent. Hey, dudes, I've got like someone breathing down my neck to get into the studio, so I'm just going to rattle off a series of questions that I've been asking everyone that I've been chatting to from Laneway. So they're open-ended. Just feel free to answer them however you like. Okay.
Good.
How do you define what you do and how did you come to do it?
I mean, we're full-time touring DJs, I guess. We produce music, specifically Beans produces music. How do we come to do it? Well, we were in a band kind of in high school and slowly started growing out of that and started getting into like making electronic music, but like, you know, in a very rudimentary kind of setting. And yeah, then slowly progressed to like actually like giving away tracks on blogs and kind of starting to network on MySpace and, you know, made contacts out in France and stuff, which later led to like a tour, I think in 2010. And yeah, just kind of grew from there.
Nice. Describe your best musical memory to date.
I think like actually like just in terms of DJing, one very memorable gig was there used to be a club in Paris called Concrete. It was like a barge, and we have a label partner, John Sable, who I think he's relocated back to Auckland. And we were playing for like 6 hours or something in the middle of the day, and just like, you know, the crowd looked like they were just like wasted. It was just like it was just an out of control kind of vibe. And for us, like just to be there and being like, holy shit, we've come from
Devonport
all the way to Paris and we were DJing. Like, what is going on?
As well, just doing it with him was like the one of the highlights too. But because it's just like we'd always talk about that stuff when we were kind of younger to be able to like do stuff like that. It felt like you'd achieve something together, which was really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I can just picture it. Now, what items would be on your dream festival rider?
Dream festival rider. I mean, on our rider at the moment, it's generally vodka, soda water, lime. Keep it like so that we don't get too crazy of a hangover. I mean, my dream rider.
I don't know.
I'm sure if I should say.
This is a memory I had the other day when I was like doing the dishes and someone told me about New Order's rider for the Big Day Out when they played Big Day Out in 2002. Apparently there was an ounce of cocaine and half an ounce of MDMA.
Oh my god. That'd be
I was
hard
just like,
to get in those.
And apparently them and their crew chomped through most of it before they even played.
Well, I think that was like there was a period where they got sent to they got sent somewhere to make music where it was hard for them to get their hands on drugs.
Yeah,
I mean that's the rock star shit. I don't feel like that's that might have been Happy Mondays.
Yeah,
so
yeah, there was Happy Mondays.
But I mean, it's so cool as a story. Like, you know, if you're gonna write a book or something.
Anyway, I'm gonna edit that part out. Okay.
Yeah.
what's your band's typical pre-show ritual?
You probably smoke.
I like smoke weed, but I'm always doing that anyway. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily like a pre-gig ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Beans likes to have a swig of vodka sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's a little bit nervy, which can be. I don't know. I used to like listen to, if I was nervous, like before boiler rooms and stuff, I used to just put on like old emo, like Blink 182 or something in my hotel room while like as I come out the shower and stuff, just trying to hype myself up, try to find some inner confidence, you know? Yeah.
Nice. Well, what's the best piece of advice you'd have for a punter for surviving a summer festival and having a ripper of a time? Surviving Western Springs in January heat in Auckland?
Eat and drink. Just like even if you've been,
necessities.
If you've been taking things and stuff and you don't want to eat, still try to eat a banana or something
and try and get some sleep.
And just stay out the sun, man. If it's sunny, like I've seen people get so smoked, you know.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, last question. What can people expect from your set at Laneway?
You have to wait and see, because we'll probably decide as we're taking the stage.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a surprise.
Surprise to you and to the audience. Yeah. Oh, excellent. Cool. Yeah,
surprise to us.
Yeah.
A happy surprise for sure.
Nice one, dudes. Hey, well, thanks for, you know, doing such a whirlwind chat with us here at BFM.